Welcome to Technical Tuesday. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today, we're going to continue our indicator series. But before we start, make sure to like, subscribe, and do share, especially if you find value in this presentation. I can't stress it enough. It really helps our channel grow. And so I do appreciate the fact that you do share these type of videos with like-minded people, family and friends who are looking to trade the financial markets. All right, so let's get straight into it. All right, so this is what we're talking about. Stochastic oscillators. Now, there's two parts to this, okay? It's not just an oscillator. It's a stochastic oscillator. So let's just do the latter because we've done it before and just do a little bit of a review. So an oscillator is a bandwidth, okay? It's something that jumps off of two elements, okay? Of two bands, just like electricity does, right? There's a current, okay? Now, a stochastic oscillator is a statistical formula that we apply, okay, in order to kind of gauge the market where it's overbought and it's going to be diverging into a new pattern, a new trend. Okay, now this happens when something is either overbought or selling kind of starts moving, and that kind of moves the market either in one direction or another, either overbought and it's going to be oversold or vice versa. Okay, now a couple of things about this. Number one, it is just like every other technical indicator, which means it can be applied to either short-term or long-term trading. Okay, so I do want to emphasize that once again. Now, I'm not going to delve into the formula of it because honestly, it's a very complicated formula. And for our purposes, the MT4 trading platform already does the formula inside the program. And all you have to do is just set it up on your actual trading platform. Okay, so that's really very simple. All right, so in all essence, all right, let's just delve into the definition of the stochastic oscillator. Now, there's two elements to this. There's the oscillator part, like we spoke about before, but there's the stochastic one, which is a statistical measurement, okay, of how quickly something is trying to transpire. All right, so here's a few points. But number one, the formula that measures a percentage based on 0 to 100, just like an oscillator does, that's the oscillating part, and where closing price is the relation to the total price range, okay? So it kind of gives you a measurement or an average, okay? Just like a moving average does, and it does give you that element of where you have that crossover, and it does give you that element of, like I said before, a new trend is being formed, all right? So there's two lines. There's what we call the K line and the D line. But for our purposes, the D line is much more important in terms of giving us signals as to entry points as things are turning around. All right, so here's what it is. It looks something very much like this. Okay, now this is the bandwidth, and we've seen this several times before as we've done MACDs, as we've done RSIs. And what's really interesting about this is that it does have two lines. Okay, now, not only does it have an upper line and a lower line, just like the RSI does, right? The upper line is 80, the lower line is 20. Okay, you can change that also. But you could see that the bandwidths are two lines, okay? And that's what we're talking about when something gets too strong and too short. Now, in this particular situation, we have a K line and a D line. If you could see that crossover, okay, with the D line is what I'm talking about. That's what we're looking for in terms of some sort of entry. Now, this is it on the actual histogram at the bottom of your trading platform, in the bottom of your chart. So it does correlate to the chart. Now, what's really cool about this is that it could also be used with the RSI, right? They're complementary indicators, really. Okay, so in front of us, we have Google, all right, which is trading right now on the trading platform. And on the upper level, you could see that we have the RSI. In the lower level, we could have the stochastic oscillators. Now, over here is where we've crossed over the last time on Google, and you could see that we've made several attempts on the downside. Now, that correlates, actually, okay, when we made lower highs on the RSI, that also correlates to when we crossed over. If you look at there, okay, you could see it a little bit faintly, but it's there where the D line actually crossed over on the K line. Now, that would have been an entry point as that took us lower on Google. Now, the markets have been making some sort of correctional move, but it was really nice to see it here as it has really clearly shown a signal as things are overbought, and especially at the end of a move where we've seen, you know, the market just go higher and higher for the past year and a half, and finally we're getting a correctional move, which is significant, all right, which we haven't seen something like this in quite a while, where there's such a big red candle. Okay, now that did capitulate and moved, and as that momentum picks up, you know, it's just a snowball effect. So stochastic oscillators, really cool to use with RSIs, really cool to apply because they work. Thank you for joining us for Technical Tuesdays. We'll see you here next week.